Dr. Sebik taking an office note on patient Elsa Choinski, Choinski, Elsa, ELSA, date of birth 10/28/1935, date of service 4/3/2025. Pre-paragraph, the patient is 89-year-old Hispanic female, referred to senior by Dr. Zaka for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes one coronary artery disease, next chronic atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, next history of congestive heart failure requiring hospitalization, currently maintained on diuretics, next history of stroke, next history of hypothyroidism, next hypolipidemia, next hypertension, next anxiety slash panic attacks, next asthma slash COPD, next obstructive sleep apnea, not currently using CPAP, next diabetic neuropathy, next diabetes mellitus type 2, next history of renal artery stenosis, post renal angioplasty in the past. Peer paragraph. Past surgical history includes breast lumpectomy in 1967, cardiac catheterization, next cholecystectomy, next colectomy, next EGD with biopsy, next radiofrequency ablation of greater saphenous vein, next renal angioplasty in 2005, next thyroid biopsy, period, paragraph. Family history, her mother had diabetes type 2, stroke, congestive heart failure, period, paragraph. Review of system, review is positive for headache, not positive for chest pain, atypical, occasional dyspnea on exertion, positive, occasional, no heartburn, no nausea, vomiting, she has occasional diarrhea, she's incontinent of urine, denies any frequent UTIs, no kidney stone history, leg swelling positive, paragraph. For other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, paragraph. Current medications are reviewed and include the following. Eliquis, clonazepam, Trelegy, Ellipta, furosemide, Zopenex, rosuvastatin, theophylline, tramadol, and valsartan. Period, paragraph. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the axis to light and accommodation, pale conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally. No jugular vein ascension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, pharyngeal erythema, no tape, paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are irregular, no murmurs heard, no friction per lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garrigibad or rigidity, extremities, she has varicose veins in both lower extremities, she does have stasis dermatitis, appearing skin, with 1 to 2 plus edema, period. Paragraph, investigations, review of chart reveals fluctuation of serum creatinine between 1.22 and 0.87, fluctuation of GFR between 42 and 64, potassium 4.3, calcium 10.3 to 10.5, albumin 3.7, BNP is 1508, hemoglobin 13.8, platelet count 194, A1C from March 7, 2025, 7.4, period. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A with fluctuations. Most likely this is related to diuretic use and cardiorenal syndrome, but we rule out other causes. We'll do a workup, including serologies, imaging studies, quantification of proteinuria, if any. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, out of control. We're going to add metformin 500 milligram twice a day to regimen. She had tried Jardiance before and she had AKI. She will have AKI also with Farxiga. They are the same mechanism of action, period. Paragraph. Next, anxiety slash panic attacks, continue clonazepam. Next, hyperlipidemia, continue low dose rosuvastatin. We'll add CoQ10 supplements to her regimen. Next, hypertension, currently controlled on current regimen. Next, congestive heart failure, currently stable. I do not recommend to increase the Lasix more, but unless she does have symptoms. Her problem is venous insufficiency. Most likely, she will need to go to a lymphedema clinic. Next, diagnosis, obstructive sleep apnea, not using CPAP. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, is renal artery stenosis, supposed renal angioplasty. In the past, we're going to recheck a renal Doppler and renal ultrasound, period paragraph. Next, morbid obesity, patient was advised to lose weight if possible, period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Zakka, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see her back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Zakka.